Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. government recently had to revise downward its claim on the growth of America's second quarter gross domestic product, called GDP, to only 2.1%. Even though President Biden might tout this as a sign of a strong economy, it is still far less than the previous multiple-decade average economic growth of 3% annually. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta GDP Now forecast last Friday forecasted that this year's third quarter growth in GDP would soar to 5.6%. Don't believe it. Even if there were any chance that this surge in growth might actually occur, such results would not in any way indicate that American prosperity is recovering. The calculation of gross domestic product includes four components. They are household spending, business investments, net exports of goods and services less imports, and government spending. For the past few years, the first three components have been flat or negative. The only reason for any overall growth in GDP has been soaring government spending. So which of these components of soaring government spending make you feel more prosperous? Is it the 50% increase in government interest payments on its rising debt? Or the mounting tens to hundreds of billions of dollars sent to Ukraine? Or is it all the other soaring government expenditures? In your own life, does paying double the amount of a mortgage payment compared to 2 years ago to buy the same home make you feel more prosperous? Or paying 75% higher interest rates to finance your vehicle purchase? When you fill up your gas tank or buy groceries? Even though you may not feel any better off when you pay these higher costs, they boost GDP. When more people hold jobs as a result of the increase in part-time employment, as the number of full-time jobs is decreasing, does that make you feel wealthier? When you hear the regular media talking about rising gross domestic product, you need to ask the questions about why this is happening and how does it compare to the past track record. Until you get this information, don't fall for these fake statistics. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.